This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, making the drive over from Fort Smith, is Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts.
Well, good afternoon.
And how are you?
I am great. How are you today?
Very good. When last we talked, I came your way to Fort Smith.
That's correct.
And the youth orchestra had just kind of...
We were just about ready to start auditioning kids, and we're auditioning students right now, right and left. I think by the time we finish auditions, we'll have auditioned 80 students for this orchestra. So it's obviously a great fit for the area. You know, we're auditioning students from Fayetteville, from Northwest Arkansas, down to Ozark, Clarksville, all the way over to Poteau, the entire region. And so I think it's just going to be a great fit for our community. And I'm really excited about it.
You're going from zero to 60 pretty fast, aren't you?
That's right. We are. And it's full orchestra. I have been surprised at the number of students and winds, brass, percussion in those particular areas that are auditioning, and then, of course, full string sections. So I'm just excited. We start up rehearsals on February 12th. And, of course, at this point, students can still call us, 788-7251, you know, or they can email the Academy, look on our website, and schedule an audition time. So it's not too late. They can jump in.
And have you had participation across the musical field? I mean, you've got enough woodwinds, you've got enough brass, you've got enough strings.
We do. I'll tell you, the only instrument we're missing currently is an oboe. So we need a great oboist. That's a difficult instrument. And so young students, you know, there are not that many young students playing oboe. So for all those oboists out there, we need an oboe.
In conjunction with this new youth orchestra is a big event coming up in March.
Major. I would say this event is potentially one of the largest musical concert events ever to reach Fort Smith. You know, as you know, we've talked about before, the Academy of the Arts serves students from across the area, both tuition-paid students and some underserved, underreached students. And so we like to provide scholarships for some of those underserved kids. And our money is provided by either private funding or the tuition that parents pay. We do not operate out of the general budget from the university, so we take in tuition. Of course, we have some wonderful private donors, but that allows for us to do these fundraising events. So we have come up with this event that we are just so excited about. So many people are involved in it, and it is called Gospel Fest 2011, and it's the first ever for the Academy of the Arts, and really, as I said, it's probably one of the single largest events that Fort Smith and the surrounding area has ever seen. And what we're doing with this event is we are bringing in area church choirs and area choirs, I should just say, people who love to sing, some 14 churches. And most of the members of the choir from those areas or from those churches are participating, along with 14 soloists. So we're looking at potentially 300 to 400 voices on stage with the soloists and a 25-piece band, all coming together for an evening. You know, maybe 400 people on stage, counting our academy choirs. They're participating as well. And the area choirs that are participating, we've invited children to participate from grades 3 and up. So we're hoping for 100 young people to be singing in this concert. And we're coming together for an evening to present a concert of gospel music, whether it be Southern gospel, Black gospel, traditional favorite hymns.
Bluegrass? Not so much?
Maybe more Southern
gospel.
Gaither style.
Gotcha.
And some true Black gospel. We have Tanya Nokokaley coming, who many people know her as Tanya Jackson. And if you've ever seen her perform with the Don Bailey Band, I mean, she's just a phenomenal Black gospel singer. The St. James Black Gospel Choir that does a lot of concerts with area groups, they are performing with us. And so that Black gospel style of music is really well covered, along with the Southern gospel, the Gaither style, Pam Camp.
The harmony sort of.
The harmonies,
right.
Yeah. We have some men's quartets singing, some ladies' trios, and then these soloists. All of them are soloing. I'm doing traditional music. I have music that's arranged for full orchestra, full choir. I have just a fantastic arrangement of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee that just screaming high vocals that, you know, just a great concert piece. And, of course, we know that's a Beethoven piece originally, and to add the vocals to it is just a great piece. So we've got some wonderful music and about a 90-minute concert. We're doing a pre-concert at 6:45. The soloists will come on stage at 6:45 and perform some pre-concert music together, and then we'll present the 90-minute concert, and we're just really excited about it.
You look at the list, and there are, a dozen or more churches?
About 14 churches participating.
Okay.
That, wanted to do this, just wanted to do it.
So will there ever be a point where every voice is singing in unison?
Yes, and that's the neat part. You know, if you've ever heard anywhere from a 300 to 600 voice choir.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir comes to mind.
That's right. It's a phenomenal sound. And so this event, and this is one of the reasons I say it's one of the single largest events, it's not an event where each one of these groups comes together and one group sings one song and then the next group sings another song. Every one of these groups right now is practicing all of the music.
So it's not like a variety show.
No.
This is a single ensemble.
Exactly. Exactly. So all of these voices are coming together, and, you know, whatever piece we're doing, from something like a black gospel piece called Mountain Mover to a traditional piece like Revive Us Again, they're all singing together. And they're doing some of the pieces when the soloists step to the microphone. Sometimes the choir will be backing the vocalists collectively. So these vocalists are picking things that a 300-voice choir can sing with them. I should say the event, we have not talked about that. The
right.
event is Saturday evening, March 5th. And, of course, where do you put that many people?
In a big place,
yes. We're hoping to sell 2,500 tickets, and we believe that we will. And so we're encouraging people to get tickets sooner than later. But we are coming together at Harvest Time Tabernacle, which is, if you've been in that particular venue, it's a huge venue, huge staging. So we're all rehearsing there on Friday night, February 18th. Then we do another dress rehearsal on Friday night, February 4th, and then we present the concert on Saturday night, February 5th.
March 5th.
March 5th.
Yes.
Did I say February? February 18th, March 4th. And March 5th.
Gotcha.
Yeah, March 4th will be the dress rehearsal, and the band should be on stage, and the choir will be on stage. We're staying on stage together the entire time, because you can imagine you don't want 300 or 400 people filing on and off stage.
That would take the whole show.
Exactly. And so all of us will be on stage together. We will put the children down in probably the front row, and we'll just bring them to the stage. And then the rest of us will be on stage together for the evening. And we can seat about 2,500 people, and we have tickets out there everywhere.
March 5th at Harvest Time Tabernacle in Fort Smith.
Yes.
People want more information about that, about the Academy, or about the youth orchestra, they can go
to www.uafortsmith.edu/academy, or they can call 479-788-7251.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the executive director of the University of Arkansas Academy of the Arts. Thanks for your time, as always.
Oh, thank you.